Conceive a bright future in the digital world in Masuzio's new law firm and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Munga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
Time now is 18 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Ichaba Aite joins Tonse Alliance. Government dismisses claims of relaxed 90-day immigration rules. In global news, rights groups urge Senegal authorities to protect LGBT community amid waves of homophobia. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM Evening News. My name is Constance Mwezina Munga. The details. The Opposition for Good Governance, popularly known as Ichaba Aite, has joined the Tonse Alliance, led by Mporokoso Member of Parliament, Brian Munduvila. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka this afternoon, Ichaba Aite leader, Binwa Mpundu, said the decision to join the alliance is aimed at fostering unity among opposition political parties to challenge the ruling UPND in this year's general elections. Mr. Mpundu said the opposition can effectively challenge the UPND through a coordinated and unified approach and urged fellow opposition leaders to work together ahead of the polls in order to address the country's economic challenges for the benefit of citizens.
This decision we are making today has not been made out of impulse. This decision we are making today has been out of serious consideration, extensive consultation, oftentimes frustrated. I say to you, as Ichaba Aite, we have chosen unity in the face of a common enemy, an enemy to our democracy, an enemy to our economy, and an enemy to the rule of law. Dear friends, today we are making a statement that we have decided, after careful consideration, to join the Tonse Alliance.
And welcoming Mr. Mpundu into the alliance, Mr. Munduvile pledged that if elected, the Tonse Alliance would relocate the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts closer to State House to ensure youth-related matters receive greater priority and attention. Mr. Munduvile also criticized government's handling of the economy, alleging that many of its economic programs have sidelined women and young people across the country.
Whilst others would want to get SCC, DEC and other institutions and place them under State House so that they persecute political opponents, the first thing I will do as president of this country is to place the Ministry of Youth and Sport under State House. When the Ministry of Youth and Sport is placed under State House, there are youth under agriculture, youth under mining, youth under energy, all key sectors you are going to find. Youth. The reason why that ministry will come under State House is that there should be an accelerated implementation process of all policies revolving around the youth.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has dismissed claims that its recent meeting with foreign commercial truck drivers was one-sided and that government had relaxed enforcement of the 90-day immigration rule, which requires foreign commercial drivers to purchase a 4,500 kwacha transit permit after exceeding a 90-day annual stay limit. Ministry of Home Affairs Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kaluluka says truck drivers were given full opportunity to present their concerns during the February 10th consultative meeting and no decision was made to suspend or change existing immigration laws. Mr. Kaluluka explains that the meeting chaired by Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo brought together officials from Immigration, the Zambia Police, Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, the Office of the President and representatives of regional truck drivers associations. He says that no decision was made to relax the 90-day immigration rule and all drivers are expected to comply with existing laws while the consultative process continues to establish regional frameworks. Mr. Kalaluka has warned that threats of protests or boycotts undermine dialogue and is urging stakeholders to engage constructively through official channels. This follows threats of a complete boycott of transit to Zambia scheduled for 23rd February 2026, following growing discontent among truck drivers who view the permit fees as punitive and disruptive to cross-border trade, with seven major drivers' unions from across Southern Africa uniting in support of the planned boycott.
Government wishes to clarify, therefore, that no decision was made to relax enforcement of the 90-day rule outside the confines of the law. The administration of immigration laws remains guided by statute, and any adjustments to policy must follow established legal and administrative procedures. The ministry is concerned by statements suggesting a boycott or protest action. Threats of protest or retaliatory measures undermine the spirit of dialogue and cooperation that characterized the consultative meeting. Zambia remains committed to trade facilitation, regional integration, and the free movement of goods, while upholding its sovereign right and obligation to administer immigration controls in accordance with the law.
In more news, the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Serenda District has arrested and charged two police officers, Chief Inspector Fredian Mavuku, 47, and Sergeant Brenda Tampwila, 43, for alleged corruption involving 9,000 kwacha. Central Province Police Commissioner Lemekani Cherwa has confirmed the development to Phoenix News, saying the officers who were stationed in Makushi are accused of corruptly soliciting and receiving 9,000 kwacha as an inducement to discontinue a case of causing death by dangerous driving in Makushi District. Mr. Cherwa says the alleged offense is said to have occurred between November 1st and November 30th, 2022 in Makushi District. He says Sergeant Tampwila is also facing an additional charge of failing to issue a receipt for 500 kwacha in connection with a dangerous driving charge. Mr. Cherwa says the officers have since been transferred to Kabwe, released on bond, and are expected to appear before the Makushi Magistrate Court on March 16, 2026.
They arrested one chief inspector and one sergeant woman. This incident happened some 2 years ago in Makushi, where the arrested was committed in corrupt activities. The two officers are not in Makushi as at now. They are here in Kawe. One is at Chowa, the other one is at Kasanda.
Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has underscored the urgent need for more education infrastructure following the introduction of free education in Zambia. Speaking today during the handover of a refurbished Nyampande Secondary School by IHS Towers in Rufunza District, Mr. Yakalima noted that support from private sector partners such as IHS Zambia is key to meeting demand for additional classroom space. In a speech read for him by Director of Secondary Education Yvonne Chulu, Mr. Siakalima further noted that in the 13 years IHS Zambia has been operational in Zambia, they have executed a variety of robust sustainability activities that go beyond the ICT sector to touch a wide variety of humanitarian causes.
I'm pleased to note that in the 13 years that IH Zambia has been in operation in our country, they have executed a variety of robust